and Military Supply.
Welcome to the weekend, America. This is Kate Delaney. America Tonight, the name of this show. We zig and zag all over the place on this overnight highway. And you have a chance to throw in your two cents. And boy, are we bringing it this hour. Man, there is a lot happening, including this big one. It's kind of a follow-up. We talked about this story a lot and had people on. Polygamist leader Warren Jeffs staying behind bars. They nailed him. How about that? I thought they would, and part of the problem was that Jeffs was so out of his head that he represented himself in court. That didn't bode well, I think. And when I say didn't bode well, because he didn't do a good job of it, number one, and because they flat out had him cold with DNA. So the jury convicted him of child sexual assault and aggravated child sexual assault over two relationships with girls that were 12 and 14 when he had his little old ranch in Texas, which, by the way, is still there. And he faces about 119 years in prison. In other words, he is going to be there, just like Bernie Madoff, for the rest of his life. He would have strange outbursts in the middle of the courtroom, screaming that his religious rights were being trampled on and all kinds of nutty stuff. But this guy had some power. He really did. Because he had about 10,000 or so, they say, followers in North America. 10,000. And he was really pushing the marriages between the older men and the younger girls, which is what Mormons really try to distance themselves from. That's why it was a breakaway sect, because this is, they didn't want any part of that. And he put the polygamy stuff on the front pages big time. And this goes all the way back to 2008. And, you know, it's always something stupid that trips these kind of people up. He was in Vegas. He had a bunch of disguises in his trunk, in the trunk of his car. And he was stopped, or his driver was stopped. And that's when they caught him, because it was like a busted taillight, I think, that brought them down. So, wow, justice is served. I think it was good to see that, because he should have been put away for what he did. And they had him. They had him on the DNA and the nutty things in court and certain testimony. Now what happens to that sect will be the curious thing, because it's very tough. They get dependent on the people around them, and to try to break away from that is hard. And a lot of them can't do it. Even when they're pulled away, they can't seem to sustain it. Speaking of sustaining, the Dow cannot sustain itself, plunging 513 points. Do you know that's the worst drop since 2008? Ooh, those numbers are ugly. They don't lie. A lot of blue chip stocks tanked, and that was part of the problem. But the biggest problem is the fact that there was negative news coming up on Friday with the jobless rate, with the jobs report. You know, it is about jobs, and yet nothing turns when it comes to jobs. The unemployment numbers are high. There are people who are underemployed, but that wouldn't really count into that. The numbers, I think, are going to be pretty ugly, and that's a definite part of what sank the negative news, is what really, I think, made that Dow dump the way that it did. One of the worst days on Wall Street in a long, long time, even though it's been up and down, up and down, up and down. We certainly know that. In Congress, the up and down moments for the FAA, anyway, are temporarily over. Another stopgap measure, and the 4,000 furloughed people get to go back to work and actually get a check. And then the 70,000 construction folks also will be paid. So Congress solved the problem. The Senate Democratic leader, Harry Reid, approved the deal and says the deal will allow the Senate to, approve basically a House bill that extends the operating through mid-September. There's even a provision that eliminates $16.5 million in subsidies in 13 rural areas, and it just becomes rubber stamped on Friday. The senators scattered for recess, but if this is the deal, so you know this, but the measure can be approved if leaders from both parties agree to adopt it by unanimous consent. That's nice. I think we talked about this the other night, that this was probably was going to happen when you started to hear that $30 million a day was going to be lost. $30 million a day, $30 million a day, $30 million a day. Yeah, when we were bleeding the way we are, and when everybody started to jump up and down, you knew that they were going to save that. So 4,000 workers. And the air traffic controller people, they remained. Thank goodness. The planes would have to land themselves, like they've had to do a few times this year when people have been asleep in the towers, right? All right, speaking of being asleep, because the axe is swinging, there was concern, and I talked about this in deciding, where do you draw the line? We're talking about spending cuts, and we're talking about budgets, these non-existent budgets. And you have Leon Panetta, who now is saying, you know, he's looking at the defense numbers, and he's saying, how can we go here? Where are we coming up with these numbers? How are we whittling things down? How are we cutting this? And part of the problem is stretching that budget to meet the needs of the wars that we're involved with and all the other money that's being spent in some of these countries where we're pumping the money in, and they're completely secure. We've just been there forever and a day, so we continue to stand guard. And I think some of that would save some bucks anyway. Panetta, obviously frustrated. Here's what he had to say.
It is an outcome that would be completely unacceptable to me as Secretary of Defense, to the President, and I believe to our nation's leaders.
Yep, he's not happy. You know, it's interesting because you just had with the CIA talking about, I mean, these are two different things, but the CIA talking about the hackers' next targets. You know, the hacking is becoming the big terroristic threat right now. And you had the former director of the CIA, the Counterterrorism Center, saying that this code war, where hackers would tamper with not just the Internet, but with technology that runs our world. Everything operates on technology. So they better have some money left in the budget because they're going to have to hire people that are going to be able to figure all this nonsense out. How do you, it's like the computers and the worms and the infections and the viruses, how do you get them down? And there are pretty muddy waters out there, but everything runs on technology. Think of the people you call when you have problems with anything in your house. How many times do you get an automated system, and how are they running things? How many times have you gone somewhere and they can't process whatever the payment or whatever the thing is because it's all about the computers? So much is computerized now. So much of it is more than a little bit of a terroristic threat. I think it really is the future. And hopefully we have the money somewhere to be able to pay for the right people to put in place here. Because I can tell you 10 other places where you can cut, and this isn't one of them, to be sure. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to check some of the snail mail. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Mail. We're going to have the mailbag. A quick reminder, always in our final hour heading into the weekend, we do our cheap movie reviews. And there's some interesting movies coming out. Actually, some pretty good summer fare, I'm told. Cowboys and Aliens, the Potter stuff, some of the new flicks in the last week or two. Horrible Bosses has got pretty good reviews, and from the people, not from the critics. And then, of course, the Captain America deal, that's out. Anyway, it's a place where you could keep cool if you live in the South, and you're melting. Yeah. You know, I have to drink my hot coffee, but it's tough. Got to get my coffee in me early before it hits 110 at 10 o'clock in the morning. Insanity. You want to find a brown lawn? Drive anywhere in the state of Texas, or for that matter, Arkansas, Oklahoma. It's just like weeds. Terrible. Looks like a bunch of hay. People just decided to plop their houses on the hay. But it's not a ranch or it's not a farm. It's just a little housing development thrown on top of this hay. That's how bad it's gotten. And no rain in sight. The hurricane season is predicted to be terrible. Right now, though, no rain in sight, nothing, not a drop of the stuff, nothing, I tell you, nothing. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here! Ooh!
All right, we go to our first one. This is from Jimmy C., and he says, Kate, I don't know if you know this or not. I know you've been talking about how the people in Washington think they're playing with stupid money, or they think that we're all stupid. I'm not sure which, and I hope that makes sense to you. But the axe that is being wielded, why is it going in the wrong direction? One of the things that's being talked about is the military. How can we possibly just think that we're going to slash and burn the military? We have to have protection, believe it or not. Yeah, you know, it's funny. We just let you hear Leon Panetta, the defense secretary, and, of course, Joint Chiefs of Staff Admiral Mike Mullen are both saying the reality is that the military is resigned to budget cuts of about $350 billion over a decade to come up with to help the nation's debt. But they're saying that doubling those cuts would spell out problems big time. So under the new, in the new debt law, limit law, it would undermine the military. Because they, how could they possibly operate under those parameters? And it, of course, it makes sense because you think of the two wars, all that stuff. Defense spending, nearly doubled in the last decade is not untouchable anymore in D.C. Remember, that used to be the thing. You could talk about everything else, but you never, you might hear it suggested, but you never saw the axe really wield and slam down on the military. And now, of course, it is. You think the death of bin Laden, wonder how much that's caused. Because Al-Qaeda, where is Al-Qaeda rearing its ugly head? And some of the wars, Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, do we need the military spending? Well, you know, there's other places where you could pull that money from. But the prospect of losing $1 trillion in cuts, ooh, that makes military people nervous. Very, very nervous, because they're afraid that they've got to scramble. Got to scramble and figure out where they're, what they're going to do, how are they going to get undercover from this. And Panetta, boy, he is just a glutton for punishment. First the CIA, and then flung into the Secretary of Defense. So Panetta is pressuring both parties, Democrats and Republicans, to consider making some concessions on the priorities. And he's saying entitlement programs like Medicare, Social Security, that kind of stuff, before they take a knife to defense. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think hacking a little off from defense is okay? With the country the way it is, the size that you're talking about, I think it's pretty, and you've got Iraq, Afghanistan, all that, pretty tough to cut. Pretty tough to cut on that. And you think of China and amassing the military. I don't know that I would necessarily want them to cut that too much. All right, let's jump to another one. Here, this comes to us from Michael Holm. I love when you guys put your last name. Michael Holm says, "Hello, America. Tonight I've been listening now for probably 2 years. I really like what I hear. I work early in the morning, so I can't listen a lot. But I listen to playback, and I've been really, really enjoying that, Kate. Keep doing what you do. I heard a terrible story, and I wanted to see if you knew anything about it and whether or not it was true. I've heard you mention the heat many times on the air, and that is crazy that you're talking about 100 and 110 degrees. Have you ever been in that kind of weather for a very long period of time? But I heard a story about a woman and an AC unit and somebody actually taking her AC, and then she ended up dying in her home because of the heat, because her air conditioner had been stolen. What do you make of that, and is it a true story?" Well, what I make of that is that there is a place in hell for the person who did that. The woman was 79 years old, and it was in Texas. And she died in her house a couple days after calling the police and saying that her air conditioner had been stolen. You just think of how hot that house would have been and do the math as to how long she would last. It was like a $2,500 unit. She couldn't replace it, but it's a common thing that they do in certain areas of the city. They steal them from a church. They steal them from apartments, houses, whatever it is. And they say they see a lot of those types of crimes, and that they're not necessarily all going to pawn shops, but some of them do. And they've even had people in neighborhoods drive by and they see their air conditioning unit sitting right there. Oh, that's going to be a terrible feeling. Some of these air conditioning units are pretty big. They're not all small units. Just imagine driving by and thinking to yourself, that's mine. Why is it there? And how do I prove it's mine? Do you have all your receipts from all your things? Probably not. I'm just saying. That's the big problem. All right, here's another one. This one comes to us from Dolores K. Kate, I know you're a dog lover. I think you've mentioned your golden retriever a few times. I'd wondered if you had read anything about this story of the bronze dog and the Humane Society. Is it true that somebody stole the statue? Yeah, you know what? First of all, let's clarify what we're talking about. It was San Francisco that we're talking about, and Marin County, the Marin Humane Society. The dog was Skippy the dog, and Skippy the dog died, weeks after his death, they did a bronze statue that was donated in his honor, and now that statue is missing. Who takes that statue? And Skippy was a Jack Russell Terrier who was a therapy dog for the Humane Society, so it was a special dog. And somebody, I guess, wanted the bronze statue enough that they were willing to steal it. It seems like an odd thing to steal or to put your neck on the line for. I guess they thought they were pretty safe doing that. And I have a feeling it could turn up. Was it a prank? I mean, it doesn't really have prank written all over it. It could be, because that's something that a lot of times you see in pranks, but I just don't think so, though. And there was something about that bronze statue, I think, that revved up that crowd there at the Humane Society. So they're going to try to turn over every rock they can to figure out who did it, who done it. All right, hang with us. We're kicking a can down the road, and you can join in for the conversation, 800-259-5791. Hang tight.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed. While the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is outperform paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts.
Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
No attorneys to plead my case. No obvious. Just send me in and out of space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble. In trouble now. I'm in trouble now. I deserve my heart down. I'm in trouble. In trouble now. I'm in trouble now.
Hello, America, and everybody else beyond our borders. Hey, if you want to get a glimpse of our mini studio, you can certainly do that by going to americatonight.net. Right there on the website, you should see the mascot for ATN, Mahalo, the golden retriever, who is just passed out. Oh, the life of a dog. What do you worry about when you're a dog? Give me food, give me shelter, give me love. Okay, well, that's some of the things that we need, right? Give me water. And make sure that I get shaved when it's hot outside. All right, speaking of shaving, how about shaving some cents off of the gasoline tax? You know that the 18.4 cents a gallon tax hasn't been raised since 1993? And now, with inflation, with the inflation-adjusted buying power of just 11 cents, that's what we're looking at. So fuel efficiency's rising, all that kind of stuff, miles driven, people are putting more miles on roads. Ooh, it's a setup for an argument, isn't it? So the Chamber of Commerce and General Motors are saying we need a higher gas tax. They're arguing for $1 a gallon. Do you want to pay $1 a gallon more? $1 a gallon? Are you kidding me? $1 a gallon? And that seems odd, doesn't it? Does that seem really high? It seems really high. Really, really high for me. So, renew the federal tax on gas and diesel fuel, and maintain the highways that way if you go up another dollar. And remember, in order to keep the gas tax, they need to vote to extend the highway funding bill, which is what the gas tax is tied to. See, there's always a tie there. And that bill was introduced by Senate Republicans that would allow for states to opt out of the federal highway program. So the highway program uses $32 billion a year collected by the gas tax, plus a handful of smaller monies, right, and some borrowing to distribute some $50 billion a year to the states for road construction and maintenance and all that stuff. But some people are saying, well, forget it. Let's just handle it. Let's handle it instead on the local level. We don't need to handle it on the federal level, for goodness sake. Look how they've handled things already. So my question is, would you be willing to pay a dollar more for a gallon? A dollar more. I think a lot of us at that point will be walking. Time to walk. Power walk. Boy, we'll all be thin, won't we? We'll be so thin you can't see us. A dollar, I think, is pretty steep. A little bit, I don't know. But not a dollar. Definitely not a dollar. You know, on this show, we continuously try to keep you up to date on what's happening with the airlines and slowdowns and problems and that kind of stuff. So you know what you're dealing with when you head to the airport, because trust me, some of you listening to me are probably packing right now, just coming out of the shower, trying to blow dry your hair, and trying to get where you're supposed to be, right? So I want to update you on this. There was a Delta flight where they had engine trouble during the takeoff, and the plane headed to the Bahamas, that's where they were going, returned to Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, right? And one of the passengers on that flight said that flames came from the left engine on takeoff, and there's a lot of smoke. So it was Delta Flight 717 that took off at about almost 11 o'clock with 100, this is a big one, 182 people and six crew members on board. That's what Delta is saying. And they didn't have on the ground, they didn't notice any engine trouble or any of that kind of stuff. But once they put the bird in the air, that's when they started to have problems. So I love this. So the people that had their day all screwed up, they didn't take off for hours later. They got $100 vouchers for being inconvenienced. So $100 toward another flight. I don't know, is that fair or foul? Well, it's better than a poke in the eye, that's for certain. And it's tough to wait all those hours, because if they were taken off at 11, think of what time somebody gets to the airport, and then by the time you go through all the rigmarole and get cleared and go to the seats and you wait in the lounge, you get my drift here. $100, is that worth it? I'd say they should have gotten a free ticket. How about a free ticket? That'd be better. They wouldn't take it on the chin as much, perhaps. I'm just saying perhaps. Perhaps there is something about copying the United States of America. Everybody wants to be like us, but yet they want to kick sand in our face. So a country that really does want to be like the United States is Jordan. And an interesting story about Jordan has broken. And the story goes that with all the amusement parks and Six Flags and whatnot that we have in the country, there is nothing quite like it. I'm saying quite like it, because there are some things that they have in Jordan, but right now what they have is they've got Star Trek getting the theme park kind of treatment in Jordan, and they're going to start construction 2012. They're calling it the Red Sea Astrarium as well, $1.5 million. They're going to have four hotels, 17 amusement park-style rides. They're going to have a Star Trek-themed entertainment center, including a bunch of stuff tied to Disney Star Tours. And you've got 45 years of history there. So that, I think, would be probably pretty fascinating stuff. But the question becomes the timing, the involvement, all of that. I hope people pay attention. And now there's the Star Trek theme park. I wonder how many people are going to go swimming in the in the Star Trek pool. I'll have the Star Trek pool, please. I'll go into the Star Trek pool. All right, rounding out some of the things that we're talking about this hour on America Tonight. As I said, it's so much of what we talk about is about numbers. Hanging in the balance, no budget, we know that. But we have the fiscal year for next year starting, I guess is how you want to say it, kicking in, and that's where the gentle push comes from. And, boy, you can make some compelling arguments in a couple of different directions. Notice what we've talked about so far. Heat, Warren Jeffs, the polygamous, the cowboy military member, and a slew of other little mentions in between. But the Wall Street plunges, not good news. I'd say everybody has to keep, they have to keep things in the right direction. So the Asian stock markets are saying they've got sharp drop-off points, too, or declines, and that's partially extending a global equity sell-off after Wall Street had its worst day. The bottom line is there's people in D.C. that are paid to pay attention to what's happening, not when the vacation is and all the other nonsense that goes along with that. Right? Something that caught my eye that doesn't fit into any of the things that we've talked about so far is not the story about the global economy, not the story, who cares at this point, not the story about the United States, and not some of the other things that we've thrown out with a much more serious tone. This is not a serious tone. Somebody told me I had the deepest, most serious voice they'd ever heard. So I'm trying to make it a little bit lighter. I can't do it as well. I have a friend that can talk like Minnie Mouse. All right, a couple of quick things here. One, I got this from Sam and John and Jack, that the flashpoint Syrian city of Hama is now in a fifth day under military siege with one person saying people were being slaughtered like sheep. Slaughtered like sheep in the streets, and families were burying their dead in home gardens or home roadsides rather than risking some kind of a trip back to the cemetery. Ooh, does that sound like a great place for a final resting spot? So you had food supplies that were dwindling down and people sharing bread and electricity and internet services were cut off or severed if they were hampered as a result of that. Wow. But the photographs don't lie. You need to go and Google in Syria and see the latest fight that's happening, and there's no truce accord on the table there, or peace accord, or whatever you want to call it. And I have a bad feeling about that. I have a very bad feeling about him just saying, okay, forget it, it's all right, and being, I don't know, left behind is not necessarily the right word. But you think of the people in Japan and some of the stories we've heard, it's a lot different from what you're hearing about what could go down in the city. All right, coming up on the flip side, we can count. And boy, do we have some interesting numbers for you. Stay with us.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's one world, WHEY.com.
We think we can anyway. I love this story. How many of you are beer drinkers? Raise your hand. I have those special infrared America Tonight goggles. Oh, I see lots of hands going up. Maybe you like the special non-alcoholic beer. That's cool, too. Well, Anheuser-Busch, you know, they put out Bud. That's the thing that people drink, or some people drink anyway. They decided they're going to change the look of the can again. I love it when they tinker with things, thinking that, okay, marketing-wise, this might pull some new... I think it's because they want to get new blood in. Just my theory. They're sitting there, and they have to justify what they're doing in these meetings, so somebody says, well, you know, what about bringing in the younger, hipper crowd? How do we get them to drink Bud? There's so many choices now. So this is the 12th time since 1936 that Budweiser has gotten a makeover. The latest look is partially because of what I said, and also they say beer sales are kind of flat. Even though it's one of the highest selling beers in the world, beer sales in general, I guess, have dropped since the recession. Is that surprising to anyone? Is beer that expensive? See, the smoking thing I get. Boy, if you were ever going to quit smoking, the time to quit smoking would be while the economy is so in the toilet, because cigarettes, I'm stunned by how much cigarettes cost. Pretty tough to, I think it's pretty tough to come up with whatever people smoke. I don't know, a carton, let's say that somebody had a carton a week or something. If they had four or five packs a day habit, though, that could be pretty, besides I imagine what it does to your lungs, but forget that. Just the financial argument, whew, that'd be rough. And you know what? The cans do look better. It's just red and white, and they just sort of look more elegant, if that means anything, and if that's going to help them. I don't know. I'm not a marketer of beer, but the recession is killing them. They should lower the price. Lower the price, even for a short time, a special day. Go back to what it first cost. I bet you they don't like that suggestion. Let's look at the numbers from the Zogby poll. How about this? The debt limit really crushed a lot of members of Congress, at least as far as approval is concerned. And the president, too, got some low marks. So the fallout is this. The president's approval rating, 41%. The number who say he deserves reelection, 36. The number of people who say the nation is on the wrong track, 73. Last time they had those high numbers, somebody else was in office, was October, tail end of Bush, October of 2008. And there is something to polls, and I always qualify that, but that's why people pay attention to polls in politics. Because, yes, the margins are can be flexible, go either way, but, boy, that's an ugly number. And the disapproval is all in the upper 50s, 58%, 56%, kind of all over the map there. All right, speaking of numbers, the worst numbers on the day had to come on Wall Street. The Dow on Thursday fell 512 points, more than 4%. 4%, what's the nosedive all about? Bad economic news, jobless rates, all of that. Wrong direction. Country going in the wrong direction. Something else that happened, too. Gold's been an interesting thing. I know I've said this before, but it's smart to get gold and diversify in whatever you invest in. So gold, which I still believe could hit 2,000 by the end of the year, the futures fell a little bit, 1,684.90 cents an ounce. Wow. I guess some investors, they say, sold gold to cover losses in other markets like silver. Silver has been strange. Silver's had some big moments and then had its biggest drop in almost 3 months. Gold has gained, though, overall 17% this year. Whew. 17%. Boy, that seems like an incredible number, and it is. It is. That's a huge number in the right direction as far as gold is concerned. 17's big. You know, most people are lucky if they're getting any return on the market. So imagine if people got in a couple years ago on gold. You are sitting pretty if you did that, because you made some money on it. Depending on how much you bought, you made a pretty good profit, I would say. All right, continue on the path of we can count. Looking at a couple of other numbers, this story was an interesting one that broke earlier in the day. And I always wonder about these rescues and how these kids get in these situations in the first place. But you have a 9-year-old girl that was rescued from the red light district in India. Now, they've been doing a lot of stories lately about the kidnap, the human, sadly, the human trafficking, how awful the human trafficking has become. So lately, the Indian police have raided a couple of spots in New Delhi, and they found young girls. That's the good news, because they're stopping them before they're shipped away, and they can never find them again, because that's what's happening to so many kids overseas. That's what their fate, sadly, is. And I can't imagine. I saw a movie one time, and granted this is a movie, but they had lots of facts in it, and the facts were apparently true. And the movie was, I want to say it was Donald Sutherland and somebody else. I can't remember who the lead actress was. But, boy, it really, and it, they said based on true events, it really opened your eyes to what that would be like. And apparently it's a very big, big problem. So when you get a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old out of that situation, you know, bravo, big time. How about this one? A firm is dissolving after giving Romney's PAC $1 million. We gave away our money. That's it. We're done. We gave away our money. We have none. I can think of a couple of different options as to why that happens, but it happened. And Mitt Romney's a pretty good fundraiser. He's quietly amassing some money, but the company just dissolved after that contribution not too far down the lane. And it was a seven-figure, obviously, donation from some company which was formed and dissolved over 4 months this year. So here's what's happening. People are starting to take notice of this, and they think it's secret campaign money that's going to the so-called super PACs under these rules that were established after the Supreme Court ruled on the campaign financing, not in the direction that I thought they were going to rule in either. So the whole idea of the money being funneled in and then the groups collapsing, that is a red flag. And I'm surprised they're not more cautious about that, because it'd be pretty, if you do that game enough, it'd be pretty easy to figure out, I think, what's going on anyway. There's no hiding what's in plain sight. Don't some people say that you can hide something in plain sight and people won't get it, won't find it? There's something about that. All right, here's the last one to leave you with. Since we really have sort of a half-assed NASA at this point, scientists say they found new evidence for saltwater flows on Mars. The discovery was announced at a news conference. They sent a bunch of images from Mars and on the orbiter that, from the orbiter, you know, that they captured from the Mars reconnaissance orbiter. And it's pretty incredible. It looks like a stop action film, like somebody took a bowl of milk and threw something in it and the splash slowly comes up and whatnot. And you can see that. You can see a couple of different things from the Mars footage that we're getting. Any thoughts on the show? You can certainly shoot them to me. Do that through the website, americatonight.net. Click on the email and bada bing, you're in.